Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm going to go over to Andreas. Andreas Efthimiou, who was the guest speaker at the Three C's dinner, father of Stelio, our Spider-Man superhero. We know that Stelio was 4 years old when he passed after battling with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma for 1 year and 8 months. And Andreas joined us at the Three C's dinner, and he spoke and he shared his story. Andreas, welcome. So lovely to have you on the show.
Good day. Thank you so much for having me. Just checking you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. I think we were having a problem with our previous guest, Maurice, who was having a problem with her sound. And I hope, Maurice, if you can hear us, we're going to be coming back to you. But Andreas, just thank you for joining us. And I know that you spoke, and we know that still you've had such a battle. We had your wife on the show, and she shared the story of moving from Zambia and coming to South Africa, and this journey that you as a family have been on, and standing up at the Three C's dinner. What was that like for you? Was that difficult, standing up and talking about your son?
It was extremely difficult. First of all, yeah. I don't pride myself on being a public speaker. So on arrival and seeing the mass of support that was there for this event was intimidating, first of all. And then it definitely made me anxious thinking about how I was going to get through the speech and being able to maintain my emotions and not let it run away from me.
Yeah. I mean, I got a copy of it and I read through your speech, and I was so emotional reading it. And I must say, the first thing that came to mind was how brave you are to stand up and to address everyone. But realizing that every person there is being touched in such a specific way, right? We all walk our different journeys and different paths, and we all have these challenges. So perhaps you can just share, Andreas, with our audience, stories about Stelio, and his interaction with the DL Link and your relationship with the DL Link.
Certainly. I think, it's first of all, it's important to share our stories. Not, sadly, they don't all have a happy ending. We were honored and privileged to see other kids in the ward ring the bell, and we keep in touch with their parents, and they're doing extremely well. They're back at school, so this is also, you live, your child lives on in their memory, because they shared many moments together in the ward. And then with the DL Link's support, it was extremely difficult for us moving to a new country and not being exposed and familiar, just the simple moving about and having to use Waze and navigate through Joburg to get to the Donald Gordon. But then you meet a group of people like the DL Link, and they're just so warm, kind, and gentle, and they help you through the process. They help you navigate this journey. And they're always there to answer a question or give you some guidance, a helping hand. It's extremely difficult moving to a new country under these circumstances and trying to understand and navigate this journey. So with DL Link and the relationship that Gabby had with Stelio, it's a lot personal. It's very personal. When Gabby used to walk into Stelio's ward, into his room, and Stelio would look up from his iPads. Unfortunately, he spent a lot of the time on the iPad with the chemotherapy, and that his face would light up. He would have a big smile on his face. He would wave his hands, and Gabby would swoop in, give him a warm, tender hug, and it made it so human. It's one thing for an organization to support and just deliver things, and maybe shower you with gifts and different items, but to have that personal touch is what makes all the difference.
Yeah. Andreas, and of course you have another son. I mean, there's Dimitri, and that in itself must have been such a challenge. As you say, you from this idyllic life in Zambia, living on this like a farm, just playing and enjoying life, and then coming to South Africa for all of this treatment. And then there's Dimitri, the older brother, who's witnessing it all. How was that? And how did you manage this transition and you know, helping him as well?
Well, I think with Dimitri, it was we were given guidance from Dear Link, as well as other parents that have been on this journey years ago, to say that the second child suffers tremendously. I mean, Dimitri, he stayed 2 years with an absent parent, and it was not by choice, but it was the circumstances. If Avalon was in the hospital, it was him and I. Or if Avalon would come home from the weekends and then I would take over, then it was just Avalon and Dimitri. So he had to navigate quite a difficult journey himself. But the school which he attends, Saheti School in Bedford View, was absolutely tremendous in the support that they gave him as well. And again, with the Dear Link, whenever they would pass through or deliver a gift by our home, it was never just for Stelio. If it was personalized water bottles, it was for Stelio and Dimitri. If it was a blanket, it was for Stelio and Dimitri. So Dimitri was always in everybody's thoughts. And I think this helped, at least for him, not to feel that he was left out, because really, he had to grow up so fast. He went there as a 9-year-old boy, was just dropped into this new school with a totally different environment. And I think in the lifestyle, I think here in Zambia, our children are maybe less advanced in the respect of the technology and the exposure that they have in South Africa. So it was this whole new world for him. And he had to just climatize, fit in, and just try and find his way on a day-to-day basis. So we are trying our level best to get professional help for him as well. We were doing that through the journey. So again, we are just taking this as a day at a time. So we can't. We don't know exactly what is the best way to handle this, besides just showering him with as much love as possible now, and helping him also to process the loss of his brother. Because at the end of the day, we can tell him he has an angel and he has this little brother now that looks down over him. But he misses his little brother tremendously, that he used to play WWE with and roll on the floor, and they used to box and play PlayStation, and now he doesn't have that little brother. So it's a lot for his mind to process. And at the same time, we are going through the same journey, and sometimes we might not always be able to give him the support that he needs.
Wow. Andreas, you sound so strong at the moment, you know, and I know that you and Avalon, you know, you're there and you support one another, and but it's been such a time. Are you back in Zambia? How are you coping? Are you okay?
I'm trying to keep busy. I am in Zambia currently because at the end of the day, this was where I had my work and my business interests, so I was trying to juggle that at the same time whilst we were navigating Stelio's illness. Sadly, now I have the time to do so. So I've just returned to Zambia, trying to get things back on track as I had left them. It keeps me busy, but at the same time, I'm trying to understand and follow a more spiritual path. I've always, you know, it's easy to say you are of a certain religion, but when the time comes for your faith to actually be tested and for you to understand it, it might not be quite as it seems. So I have been engaging several people from our church, the priests and fathers, etc. I'm of Greek Orthodox religion. Mm-hmm. And just getting their guidance, because I think in a situation like this, where you've lost a child, you need to truly believe that you have gained an angel and he's up and he is there watching over you. I don't know how else you would navigate this journey.
Yeah. Well, Andres, I hear you, and I thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for coming back to South Africa to address everyone at the Three C's dinner, as you say, to share a story, no matter how difficult it is to share, is so important. And just wishing you and Dimitri and Avalon lots and lots and lots of love. And we hope you'll be joining us on the show again in the future. We'll be checking in. And just God bless. And thank you so much for joining us. Thank you
so much for having me. Have a lovely day further.
Thank you, Andres. Take care.
Goodbye.
Andres, and you can, get a sense, as Michelle said, a Three C's dinner where you've got music and you've got a comedian, and then the reason you're there, the cancer warriors, their families, the stories, and it's just holding the space for both to exist, which is really what life is all about, that we're always holding this happy, the sad, the good, the bad. We're always holding that. So just with Andreas, just getting a sense of what it must have been like listening to his story and talking about his beautiful Stelio.